Welcome, everyone, to another Evolution of Consciousness podcast. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, and to really evolve your consciousness, of course, a big part of life is entertainment. We are here with award-winning movie director Aaron K. Carter. Aaron, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you, Vince?
Oh, wonderful. So you made a movie called Dead Kansas, am I correct?
Yeah, that was in 2013. Dead Kansas was released, and that was originally a web series, a five-part web series on YouTube, and it's a zombie-themed story about a father and his daughter who are living in the zombie apocalypse. And a tornado comes and messes everything up with their wall that surrounds their house. And basically, she also gets kidnapped by a group of, like a motorcycle gang. And her father gets bit by a zombie. So it's this whole fun little web series I made. It's available on Amazon right now. It's called Dead Kansas.
Dead Kansas. And it was awarded.
Yeah, we won Best Zombie Film at the Fantastic Film Festival in San Diego. I think it was 2014 we won. So that was, a nice honor,
Congratulations. That's awesome. A lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs following their dreams or starting or already very established. It's one thing to talk about making movies, to make it happen. It's a journey. So if you don't mind, it may not be the typical question that you are often asked, but what has been your mindset to see it all the way through? Because I think the toughest step often in motivation, they say, is to finish, to be a finisher.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad you asked me, because nobody's really asked me that before. But basically, talk is easy. Like anybody could just say, "Oh, I want to make a movie. I want to make a movie." And in fact, I've dealt with several people that were potential, partners with the film that were, "Oh yeah, we're gonna make the movie. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be easy." Blah 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 blah. But when it comes down to it, they don't want to do it. You know what I mean? Like they come up with excuses. And the way I look at it is, now I'm 40 years old right now, and I reflecting back on my life, I feel like I wasted a lot of time in my 20s. Actually, I wouldn't say wasted, but I spent a lot of time like partying and just hanging out and kind of being lazy and just not really being productive. And then there comes a time in your life where like you're like, I need to do this, and like I really need to do it. I can't say I'm going to do it. I need to do it. So, I just put my foot down and said, screw it, I'm going to do it. And that's what happened, determination is everything. You just got to keep focused. There's going to be so many excuses for you to just give up, but you just got to keep going. And that's my only advice is if you have a dream, you just got to follow it. And a lot of people are going to try to shoot you down or try to hold you back, but you just got to stay focused and just have the goal in your mind and just follow it until the end,
Well, that's really awesome. And the brand new movie has come to full fruition. It's called An Hour to Kill. We have some of the stars of the movie that are with us also. We'll be with them in just a moment. We also, Raj Jepar, motherfucking D-Bazaar, and myself, Vince Kelvin, play villains in the movie. That was a wonderful, wonderful experience,
Oh, yeah.
And go by our own names, which was very cool as well. So the movie is on Amazon. And during EC2, our annual convention, there will be an exclusive feature of the movie. If you're not part of EC2, there's also a couple seats available. It's very exclusive, very VIP, and so on. The movie, forgive me the word, it's an
anthropology.
Help me with that word. It was not part of my vocabulary. So the movie has gotten tremendous reviews. you know, it's a cult phenomenon, and all the reviews love it, love what you did. You know, they all acknowledge that. Okay, but with the budget, that's phenomenal. You really touched on so many things. So tell us a little bit about the plot of the movie. It's two killers, and I'll let you say the rest.
Okay, well, the film, okay, again, it's called An Hour to Kill, and it's about these two hitmen who literally have an hour to kill. It's kind of a play on words. And in that hour, they're kind of just waiting around in the car. It's kind of like it has a Pulp Fiction vibe with the two hitmen. And they're just kind of waiting in the car, and they get bored, so they start telling each other these like little stories. There's three stories, and on each one they try to outdo each other. So, and each story runs about 15 minutes or so, 15, 20 minutes. And they're more horror, while the wraparound story with the two hitmen is more like film noir or, you know, mobster, gangster style filming. And as you said, you and Arash play the villains. And man, you guys, I got to say, you guys did a really good job and really believable. And I couldn't have done it without you guys. You guys did a really good job.
Yeah, it was a true honor, and I love the way you pieced it together. So let's say hello to our other guests. We also have Brendan Mitchell, who is the YouTube star, you know, of Wet Movie One. So we also, Arash and I, were featured in a few of his videos. You guys came to the Pink Party last year. The videos are just
that was
like,
a great time.
Absolutely hilarious, super well-made. So Brendan, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Just, trying to make sure I don't soak through my diaper that I'm wearing today, because I really wear a lot of these Depends, and I really depend on them so I can, you know. No, I'm doing good, Vince. You know me. I'm just being crazy.
Yeah, and your part in the movie is really fucking hilarious. It starts with I'll let you talk about it a little bit without completely giving it away for those who have not yet seen the movie.
Yeah, no, my name is Brendan. I have a YouTube channel called Wet Movie One, as Vince said, and the character I play is pretty much myself, the same way I am online, just a crazy nerdy guy that goes out there and films videos of himself walking down the street. As everyone else looks at me going, huh, what's going on? And when I became friends with Aaron was just like, you know what, I think I like this guy. He's a little weird. He's a little crazy. You know what, let's put him in this movie and just see what happens. And, the horror part that I'm in, the little story I'm in, is just about a video blogger that gets entered into this eating contest and loses and gets very mad at the winner. And, you know, gives them one of the hottest peppers in the world, and then something bad happens.
And listen, you have one of your sidekicks from the... go ahead, please, sorry.
I was just going to say, I specifically made that segment in the film in the tradition of a Wet Movie One video. So, like, the quality looks a little diminished from the other stories, but that's on purpose because it's in that style. And... let's just say the end of the movie is a bloodbath, literally.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun making that movie. I think we did it in, what, 2 days, Brendan?
Yeah, we did it pretty quickly. And another cool thing is about the part that I'm in this film is that I help shoot it and I help edit it along with the other people in this movie. So I thought that was just really cool that Aaron gave me the freedom to, you know, cut together that portion of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
And you have one of your sidekick with you, one of the guys that's in the show. Right?
Yeah, yeah. My best friend Gabriel Mercado, who sadly can't be in this interview right now because I think he wet through his diaper earlier and just had to leave, and he just didn't have an extra pack. But I'm good to go. But, it was just cool to have one of my best friends in the entire world be a part of this movie with me, a kid that I grew up ever since, you know, elementary school with.
Now, I have two questions, Brendan, because, a lot of our listeners are also students of the art of being more social and so on. And they probably have realized that it takes a lot of fucking balls, you know, you kidding around with the diapers, but to be out there in the open with a camera and to stream yourself or film yourself out there, it takes a lot of balls, and especially to deliver, to be like full force in character or fully yourself as you are. You know, many quickly shy away. I always ask people to film me on the streets, and it's really not an easy thing. It takes so tell us a little bit about that. Like, it's always interesting. There you are.
Well, the first thing is, yes, I do have a big pair of balls, and it's really hard to do these videos on the street without stepping on them, because they hang really low. No, but I just got more confidence over the years, because I used to be over 500 pounds, and from doing these YouTube videos, I was able to, find the confidence. Because before, when I was overweight, I used to just like stay home, watch movies, not really do a whole lot of things. Like, I was just lazy. Like Aaron said, when he was in his 20s and stuff, he wished, he was more productive with himself. And I just sort of, lost the weight, and I was sort of the same way. But like now, I'm just trying to get out there and do more things, meet new people. If it wasn't for me doing the YouTube thing, I don't think I would have met Aaron or Frankie, the main star of this movie. And I don't think this thing would have actually happened if it wasn't for all that.
Yeah, we call it the law of motion. You get going with one aspect of your life, and it opens doors. If we stay at the same place, we remain the same. Now, that's a major success story. You said 500 pounds, but what was it exactly 500 pounds? And that's how it all started for you. You lost the world record of weight, which is not an easy task, and you succeeded and you maintained. So that's priceless information right here.
Well, the thing is, I'm struggling with that now. I put some on, but like, I'm too scared to weigh myself now. But like, I'm still, working at it day by day the best way I can.
How much weight did you lose exactly?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not 100% sure, because I know at one point when I weighed myself a long, long time ago, it was like 520 something. But then when I actually started the weight loss, I think I was at like 415. Like, when I actually legit, stayed on the weight loss course and, knocked down the 198 at one point.
Wow. And you documented that at all, or out of curiosity?
Yeah, I documented like a year and a half of it that it took me on my YouTube channel, Wet Movie One.
Wow. So if people go to Wet Movie One, they can go back through time and they could see that?
Yeah, I have a whole weight loss, playlist on my YouTube channel.
Wow. Well, so congrats for that, and that's, again, Wet Movie One. What is the exact address so people can subscribe?
That's the exact address. If you go to Google or go to YouTube, type in Wet Movie One, it'll be right there. I don't think there's anybody else online that calls himself Wet Movie One.
Make sure to put the number one, not O-N-E, Wet Movie Number One.
Yeah.
All right, and we also have Frankie with us, whose acting skills, from A to Z, it really, really stood out. I was sitting next to Arash when we saw it for the first time, and I had met you, but because we have a scene together, but Arash had not met you, and he was astonished by your acting skills. That's like some serious, serious chops. So.
Oh, geez, thanks. What did you say?
How did that come to be?
Well, how come to be? Oh, well, I've trained like in acting since I was like a kid. I went to a 3-year acting academy too at a college, and then I just been doing plays and stuff like that, and been struggling as an actor ever since.
And when you go back through time in one of the stories where you dress like you get dressed all in leather, and I really enjoyed that part.
Yeah, when I torture the guy, that's one of the coolest scenes. And yeah, I have to give it because like, I have like these huge monologues, and they were just Aaron wrote, and they're just so easy to memorize. That was the coolest part about it. I've done so much scene work and, you know, and different things where it's so difficult to take those lines down, but for him it was just so, like, I don't know, so fluid, organic. It felt real, you know?
That's because I interrogate people in my spare time, so I know what to say. you know, it's funny, just a quick little thing. Frankie was actually just going to be he was an extra in Assacre, the segment that Brendan was in. And he was just one of the food-eating competitors at the beginning of the movie with Brendan, Gabe, and Luna Miao, and Brian. But there's something about Frankie, and my friends pointed it out too. They're like, you know, there's something about this guy. Like he's fucking a good actor, and like he's real cool. And just because he was an extra in that segment, we picked him to be the main actor in the wraparound story, which is the major part of the story. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of interesting that, you know, he became a background actor to the main guy just because of that.
Dude, that's awesome. I'm still thankful, dude.
Yeah.
The movie's been getting a world record of reviews, you know, like every 2 days goes by and there's another one out there.
We have 50 critic reviews currently, and that's not just people that watch the movie. There's like people that watch the movie that run like horror websites or whatever. So we have 50 of those. They're all on IMDb. I listed them all. We have an 8.3 rating on IMDb, which is really good out of 10. And everyone, like, I don't think there's been a bad review yet. Like, they're all really positive, and people really like the film, and they like what we did with it. And it seems like just people have a good time when they watch it, you know?
Yeah, it's a journey. It's intense. It's a journey. And, you also recently were on the show with Anne Berlin and this famous music producer.
Yeah, that you guys were on there too. That was a fun time, huh?
Yeah, it's totally fun.
She has a radio station in Sherman Oaks, and we all went down there, and she's a real nice lady, and that was a fun time. Good old Anne Berlin.
So, where can people find the movie?
Currently it's on Amazon. If you just go to Amazon.com, type in An Hour to Kill, it'll come up. There's going to be we made a really nice poster with Frankie and the other actor on the front with a bunch of stuff going on around them. Brendan's on there too, and Vince and Arash, you guys are on there. It's kind of like a collage of all the characters in the movie. And so once you see that, just click it. I have it on there for pretty inexpensive. I think $2.99 maybe, or $1.99. Mm-hmm. And check it out. It's right there. And we also have an Instagram page and a Facebook page. So yeah, it's a fun time.
There's also an epic kind of legend. Actor, let's talk a little bit about Mel, if I'm correct?
Yep, Mel Novak is in the film. People may recognize him from Bruce Lee's film Game of Death. He was in Samurai Cop 2. He was in Syndicate Smasher. He was in a bunch of movies from the 70s and 80s. He always played like a tough guy or a hitman. In this film, he plays, you know, he's an older gentleman now. He plays the mob boss, the main guy to the two assassins. And his name was Mr. Kinski in the film. I named him after Klaus Kinski, the old actor. I really like Klaus Kinski, so I named him Mr. Kinski. But anyways, Mel Novak, he's a really good guy. I didn't really have to direct him at all because when he came into the shoot, he really knew the character just because he played so many of these kind of guys. And I mean, he all the actors in the film nailed it, but he really nailed it. Like he's a seasoned pro. He's a real nice guy, and I recommend you people out there check out his work. He's really good.
And, you know, one of our prime focus is peak performance, efficiency, focus, you know, to really play above average, you know. I must say that during this experience, you know, I loved it when you were directing, working with Frankie, with Brendan, everybody else. You mean business, you know, when you're on, you're on. There was an intensity about it that was very, very,
yeah,
very thrilling. So why don't we go around one more time and a message of your choice, evolution of consciousness, or whatever flavor you want to give it before we thank our listener. And hopefully, you know, you hear this before this exclusive presentation of An Hour to Kill at EC2 at the Complex Theater, but you need to RSVP. You either already part of the elite group that will attend EC2, or you are maybe you know, maybe you're an insider, maybe you have a way to contact Aaron and so on, to see if you can you can partake, and there will be a red carpet and so on. So I pass it to you, Aaron, and then Brendan, and then Frankie one more time, and then we'll conclude.
Okay. I'm sorry. What was the question? One more time. My bad.
There's no question. This is, you know, sometimes I don't want to also limit with my questions. So free flow.
Free flow. Okay. Basically, you know, I'm an independent filmmaker, and I know there's a lot of people out there that have their own dreams. This is one of my dreams, and I just suggest you just follow it and don't care what other people think, because, like I said, other people are going to try to shoot you down. You got to keep focused and just keep moving ahead. And that was the secret I had with this film. I knew what I wanted, and I went out there and I just did it. And that's, you know, that's a part, you know, you just got to, that's what you got to do. So, all right, Brendan, you're next.
So you said this is a free flow? Okay.
Free flow.
I'm flowing. Hey, check out An Hour to Kill on Amazon. Check it out, An Hour to Kill on Amazon. Directed by Aaron K. Okay, I can't free flow, but guys, check me out, Wet Movie One on YouTube. I love everyone that's involved in this movie and everyone that's involved in this room right here. Now, on to Frankie.
Yo, 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 Frankie here. I just got to say, everyone, just check out An Hour to Kill. There's a lot of terrible, shitty films out there that are unwatchable right now on Netflix or even in the movie theaters right now. And this movie is a fun movie that is watchable, fun, crazy, unique, different, something special. And I can't wait to make the sequel.
Another Hour to Kill.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it.
So, in conclusion, also, you know, we couldn't get everybody who was involved here with us. Is there anybody else, Aaron or guys, that you wish to quickly mention? I think Frankie, your co-star, also,
yeah,
phenomenal job. You're such a pair, you know. You're like the good,
yeah,
guys,
Aaron.
And
yeah,
we got
Aaron Guerrero. He was amazing. Yes, I really he is totally my Abbott to Costello kind of thing of just, yeah. Without him, I wouldn't have been great. That's what I feel. So.
Yeah, the chemistry between those two guys, because for those who haven't seen the film, Aaron Guerrero plays kind of like the seasoned hitman. He's kind of like, he has a short fuse. And then Frankie's kind of like, I wouldn't say a rookie, but he's kind of new to the biz, and he kind of does things his own way. He's more reckless, and the two of them, they're kind of like opposites, you know what I mean? So, like, It really worked out, like the chemistry between those two, and their journey throughout the film. And then, see, as another person that we're going to mention, a special honoree is Veronica Ritchie. She plays, I don't even know how to describe it. I guess she plays Petunia, and she's a hog stripper. So, for those who are wondering what the hell a hog stripper is, you're going to have to see the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah. That's the scene. Okay,
that's the scene
so
you guys need to bust out the loop
so,
for.
Thank you guys so very much.
Thank you, Vince.
Watch the movie on Amazon. Hopefully, you get to see it in person. Make sure you follow everybody. Frankie, Instagram, Facebook. We didn't mention it yet, so.
Yeah, just Frankie Pozos. You type that in, you'll find me. You'll see my weird face.
Okay, so, and I can't wait to see you guys next Friday.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Post-premiere. Okay, well, everybody, make sure you subscribe either on iTunes, YouTube, or Podomatic. And stay tuned. We are releasing new ones every couple of days. So thank you, everyone. You have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.